He's at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing is as fun as a talk with Lindsay Juarez at McFarland's. I was going to do something with like triplets in it this morning because Lindsay has a musical background. I thought she would really appreciate it if I had something. Something is not quite as fun as a conversation with Lindsay Juarez, you know, and try to have a lilt to it. But then I thought, no, let's just go simple so that I don't have as much chance of mucking it up, right?
I'm impressed because you rhymed with my married name now, Juarez, instead of my maiden name, Geezy, which you usually use because it's a little easier.
Well, the last time you were on the show, I took the easy way out, and yeah. I was bound to determine, Lindsay, when you're me on the show this time, I was going to figure it out somehow because I didn't want to disappoint you.
Well, thank you.
Well, good morning, Lindsay. Thanks for being on the show with me this morning.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure. Lindsay always comes in with this wonderful smile, and you know, she's blonde-haired, so she has that kind of sunshiny thing
I'm
going
gorgeous.
On.
I'm gorgeous. You can't see me, so I can say whatever
gorgeous,
I want.
Gorgeous, darling. Gorgeous. You have a face for radio.
So, right.
But Lindsay's been on the show with us before. If you've listened to Mornings at McFarland's at all, you know that she's a good friend, a great artist. We've known each other for what, like 5 or 6 years now. I mean, we kind of knew each other a little bit before that, but really been working together now for like 5 years.
And
We know each other pretty well inside and out. We're getting to the point now where we even probably annoy each other once in a while.
I don't know. I'm sure. Every day, probably at least twice
or three times a day. So, but Lindsay is the executive director of River Arts Inc. in town here. So, and you know, I always like to start the show just kind of refreshing people on a background. Lindsay, you're a Sauk Prairie High School graduate, right?
I am.
And you went off to school working. Were you up in Appleton?
No, I went to Viterbo University
in
La Crosse.
That's right. That's where Lindsay started out there, my daughter. And then did like a year and a half there and then transferred. And now she's going to graduate.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah. Right along the bluffs there and along the river. And pretty exciting arts scene up in La Crosse, too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And they, I wish that they would have had this when I was going to school there. They recently built the Weber Center, which is this beautiful performing arts facility. So the college students get to use it, but so do the community. It's really awesome. So, yay, La Crosse, go Viterbo.
So you got a 4-year degree there, right?
I got two, okay. Arts administration and music theater.
Okay. So did you start out in one and then transfer to the other?
I started out in music theater. And this is like, is this boring for people? Sorry, but... Sorry. I'm so fascinating.
I'm sorry.
But,
Did I not off there for a second? I'm so sorry.
I started out in music theater, and I had credits going into college, so my professor said, you're going to finish in 3 years. Is that, you know... And so I guess for some kids, maybe they'd think that was cool, but I really wanted like the full college experience.
Sure.
So I was like, well, no, I want, like, I'm glad that I have credits to graduate in 3 years, but I want to be here longer. And so my sophomore year added on arts admin as my double major and best thing I ever did. I loved the classes and that's really what I'm doing more. I still sing, but I'm doing more of that today in my role at River Arts Inc. So
yeah, actually, the last time you were on the show, you were singing with Pom.
Yeah, and there's the Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonk show that I'm in. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And we had to do some Christmas songs instead, which was a lot of fun.
Yep.
So Tom did a great job. It was we did that Christmas series in December, and Lindsay was one of our musical guests, and that was a great time. That was good. I don't know if we'll get to do that again or not, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you shared your talents in many ways that day. Excellent stuff. So, and now you've been with River Arts for, is it 4 years?
Oh, man. Almost five.
Almost five. Okay. So you're completing your fifth season, really, with
Kind of.
I mean, the first year was kind of a season you inherited.
Yeah.
But
time is flying.
It really is, especially when you're having a great time, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Sue Holloway used to say that, right? If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah. So, it's so true.
And I guess I've said this before, and I will go on the record, on the radio, and say it again. I've been impressed over your tenure how I think, maybe I'm completely wrong, but I think the seasons at RAI have become more versatile and more, I think, approachable.
Thank you, yeah.
And, I've always been impressed that it seems like you kind of try to have something for everybody.
Yeah.
This year's program is no exception with the, started out the year with Adam Trent, magician, illusionist, lots of fun. I know people are still going, how did he do that? And I've been saying, well, I kind of know how some of those are doing because of backstage, but I can't tell you.
Don't say you'll get in trouble.
Secrecy, I am bound by the magician's code now. And then Neophonic Jazz for Christmas.
Oh,
which
that
is
was
great.
Beautiful. So, that music was just gorgeous. I've had so many people ask to bring them back already.
Yeah,
so that's a good sign.
He had his original piece that was a Nutcracker Suite piece that he had orchestrated, the conductor director of the group, which was phenomenal. I mean,
I
remember approaching him afterwards going, is that published? Are you getting that published? What's going on with that? Because just really
cool. I think they are. I think they're working on a CD for that suite, the Nutcracker suite. So
very
that'd
cool.
be great.
And then January, that's
we had the Mad Hatters.
The Mad Hatters.
And they're always a crowd pleaser.
Sure. And they actually came back for a second performance, which was cool,
They did, yeah. A free show, which we don't always get that opportunity. So that was great.
Sure. And then David Pendleton was just there in February, right?
Yeah, Ventriloquist.
Which was also kind of a new thing that you had a matinee. That was a Saturday matinee, 2
o'clock.
We've
been getting a lot of requests for more matinees. So I really tried to follow that this year, and next year we're gonna have a nice mixture again of matinees and evening shows.
Okay.
So
and
some surprises, but I can't talk about that yet. But some biggies.
Ooh, we'll have to have you back on to talk about surprises when they can be surprises.
Just a little teaser, right?
Yes. Well,
that's so annoying, isn't it? Annoying when people do that. I have a surprise for you, but sorry, you have to wait.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Yeah. So, well, you know, we're used to that in radio. We're constantly being baited out with things, and then I'm supposed to be a good generalist and say, no, can't you just tell me a little bit? Can't you give me the first letter of the first word of the first phrase?
Next time, I promise.
Yeah, I know.
We have Jim Witter coming back as our final show in April. He came last year to do a Piano Men. He calls it the Piano Men Show, and it's Billy Joel and Elton John music, obviously.
Sure.
And he's coming back this year to do a Beatles. It's not a tribute. It's the music of Lennon and McCartney.
Okay.
And Jim is fantastic. I mean, really at the top of his field. He plays at performing arts centers all over the continent because he's from Canada.
Okay.
So all over. He's just fantastic.
Yeah, when we had him last year, I was impressed with how approachable he is.
Yeah.
You know, so, and just like the guy next door. I mean, in fact, his video when he's promoting this particular work and talking about how it developed, there's one part of that where he like gets down and sits on the edge of the stage and just starts talking with people. And I know he has people come up on stage and be part of the, what is it, Hey Jude with this one.
Yeah.
And he has people go, nah, 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 nah.
So well, you have to sing along to that. Like, how do you not?
Yeah.
Sing.
Well, everybody knows it, you know. So
yeah, he is great, and it's funny that you bring that up because he's great to work with, and a lot of the performers that come to the River Arts Center are great to work with. But every once in a while, we get those like those tech writers or hospitality writers that are like they're just horror things. Like there was a woman that came here one year that wanted me to steam her cape. She had a cape that she wore for like the beginning of the show, and she's like, steam this. And I was like, oh my, okay, here we are in Prairie du Sac, and okay.
Yeah.
But that's just like a tiny little thing, but some of the stories are, if you can't laugh at the end of the day, what are you going to do?
And people talk about it like it's it couldn't possibly be true, but I know with Union Theater, we used to have people that would come in and you had to have certain colors of M&Ms.
Oh,
and there
had
to be like,
right?
You know, entire bowls of them. Or the one that always made me chuckle was a guy that came in and wanted fresh ginger root and club soda chilled to exactly 42 degrees.
Oh, my.
And I thought, okay, this is can't possibly be serious. And we talked with the manager to make sure, really, 42 degrees?
Yep.
And he's like, oh, yeah, he's really sensitive to temperature. He'll know if it's
goodness.
Too cold. And so I'm trying to figure out how in the world. So we had somebody, a house crew member, like literally sitting there with ice in a bowl and, you know, trying to take the thermometer to the bottle to get it at least as close as we possibly could. And they kept, you know, like taking it in and putting it up, taking it in and putting it up.
Gosh.
And it was just ridiculous. But, you know, what do you
I haven't had anything that extreme, but that's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think it's almost like they do it sometimes to like fulfill some sort of egomaniacal need right. to have control, and you know, to show that people are, you know, they will do it. So I,
yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, please go get over yourself.
Yeah,
so,
right.
but anyways,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if you're so wonderful, why are you here?
Right.
So, but anyways, so well, and I know you have tons of other things. You know, I should look at my watch here quick because, you know, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we're going to launch into all the, I mean, I usually do community calendar, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the show. I'm barely going to have to do it this week because most of the things I would have talked about are stuff that you got going on at River Arts.
Lots of events this week alone.
So do not go away because Lindsay is going to unveil the things she can talk about. These are not the secrets. I know everyone's still probably bummed out about the secrets won't be revealed today, but you'll have to just tune
in. Well, maybe I will at the very end of the show if you listen to the whole show.
Ooh, now now you're really teasing people. So, of course, then, you know, if you'd let us down now, Lindsay, there's going to be a...
Well, I did say maybe.
Maybe, that's true.
Okay, yeah, I left a loophole.
There's an alternative fact there. So if ever there was one, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Don't go anywhere because Lindsay Gizzi-Juarez will be here to talk about all the great things River Arts has got in store for us this weekend here in Sauk Prairie, where, of course, you all know there's a lot of living going on. Take her away, Mike. We'll be right back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamonds. Just the word makes a person's eyes sparkle. When it's time to give your special someone a diamond, make sure you know the jeweler you're dealing with. Trust Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. They offer a gorgeous selection of diamond engagement rings in their Diamond Center. Sophie's also offers diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets, too. Ideal gifts anytime. In-store financing to qualified credit with up to 1 year interest-free terms. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall, Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back. Yes, that's right. I hope you didn't go anywhere. I hope you have done your coffee run or whatever. Although, you know, I hate to have people miss our sponsors because, you know, I'm just so thankful for the fact that we have sponsors of the show. That's just that's a new thing for me. I've never had sponsors.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, it's great to have businesses like that that'll rally behind the show. So, you know, in some ways, I think you just have to block out from 8:05 until like 8:35, 4. You just have to block that out, you know, make sure that that's uninterrupted time for you on Wednesdays, right?
Absolutely.
So, and of course, today, because Lindsay Gizzi-Juarez, if you're not aware, is our guest this morning, executive director of the River Arts Incorporated. Great organization. I'm near and dear to my heart. You know, I'm sorry. I'm an artsy fartsy guy from way back. Back when we used to have art festivals with dinosaurs where we would decorate them.
It.
Yeah, we did. We had like necklaces that we'd make for our dinosaurs and then, you know, we'd show them off. You know, of course, most of them were made of stones, you know, but there was one guy that was always futzing around with bronze. He was just so convinced bronze was going to be the thing. And anyways, I digress. So you have tons of stuff going on this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We were talking a little bit before the show, and that's really, again, another tribute to you that you have sought to just really augment the programming that goes on through River Arts on Water and the kinds of programs that are offered. And then with River Arts on Water, which has been a relatively new thing for River Arts, Inc. We didn't have that when the organization started, at least, right? And, you know, the gallery space has always been used. The River Arts Center has always been used for performance series stuff. But this River Arts on Water deal, that's kind of a new thing. And now you're doing even more with it, right?
Doing even more, right. It's crazy. And, like, this week is a great example of the variety of programming that we're able to offer now that we have the two spaces. And let me tell you why.
Oh, yes.
Starting.
Please, we're all waiting. Right? We're with bated breath. We want to know.
Starting tomorrow, Thursday, March 23rd, we have an art opening at the River Arts Center. So that's by the Sauk Prairie High School.
Okay.
Every year we program two professional exhibits and then also help coordinate school exhibits. So this art opening, actually, what is great about it is it's for one of our professional shows that we brought in, but also a student exhibit. The Youth Art Month features Sauk Prairie kindergarten through fifth grade artwork, and it is fantastic. It's way better than anything I could do today. It's awesome.
Well, and there was just before this, the event that was up was the Wisconsin Regional Arts Program, but then there was also, was it middle school?
It was middle school and high school.
Middle school and high school.
The student artwork is, our art teachers, like, if I could give a round of applause to them, I'm doing it right now, and a little round of applause. Yay, Sauk Prairie art teachers. They are so important, and the work that they're doing shows in this exhibit. It's great. So that art opening, especially for the kiddos, starts at 3:30, so it's very convenient right after school.
Sure.
So if you have kids in school, pick them up and go to that exhibit and enjoy their artwork. And there's catering. I mean, it's a really cool experience for the kids. But if you don't have kids there, you should still come.
Yeah.
Because the artwork is awesome. And then our professional show is called Gaia. It's the Gaia series, The Earth is Alive.
Gaia.
And the artist is Beth Rissett. It's really hard to describe this exhibit over the radio. It's kind of something you need to see. It connects a lot of theories about the environment and the biosphere, but in an artistic way. So all of the artwork is circular, which is unusual because usually artwork is framed in a rectangle or a square. And these are all custom-made circle frames.
Okay.
So I when I talk about this exhibit, I weirdly always talk about the frames, which I've never talked about in any exhibit before. But if you go and see it, you will understand. Like, they are really unique and beautiful frames.
Okay.
And then the artwork is just, I mean, you just have to go see it.
Well, that kind of makes sense, you know, in a scientific way. I'm kind of a weird guy that way, in that I'm both sciences and arts appeal.
Yeah.
And there's a cyclical nature to just about everything biologically based. You
Absolutely.
Know, life, death, you know, rebirth, life, death, rebirth. You know, there's that sort of, you know, constant circle. Well, you know, think of Lion King, the circle of life, you know, and the rhythm of life. I mean, all of those things have that pattern to them. So that's really cool.
So it's a beautiful exhibit. And both of those exhibits are up through April 26th.
Okay.
And the River Art Center Gallery is always open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on a school day.
Okay.
So if the Sauk Prairie School District closes for the weather or for whatever reason, then that space is closed too.
What about spring breaks then?
Will spring break, it will be closed also. But sometimes it's open because there's events going on.
Okay.
But you can always check. Our website has a calendar, and you can always check to see if there are open hours.
Okay.
You can also set up an appointment. If spring break is the only time you can get in there, give us a call. You find all that information on our website, riverartsinc.org.
Okay.
And we set up a lot of private visits for that space too. We want everybody to see it that wants to see it.
Sure.
So the art reception's tomorrow. It starts at 3:30 for the kiddos, and that goes till 7, but the Gaia reception starts more at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And the artist Beth Rissett will be there, and she'll do a brief talk during that 5 to 7 time. It is there are appetizers, it's catered.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to attend, like all of our art openings are. And for some people that have never gone, you don't have to stay for the full 3:30 to 7 or even the 5 to 7 time. A lot of people just pop in, look at the artwork. Maybe they want to say hi to the artist or not, and then they leave.
Right.
So some people will stay for 5 minutes and some people will stay for 2 hours.
Right.
And that's what's really nice, is it's totally flexible, really casual. You get to enjoy great art. It's a great family outing because it's a free opportunity, and you have you can talk to your kids about the artwork.
Sure.
Or and I think that those experiences are really important and hard to find. It's hard to find a free opportunity for a full family to go.
Well, and to have the opportunity to talk with an artist, because so many times I know I've found art that isn't maybe as approachable to me at the get-go. But if I have an opportunity to talk with the artist and sort of get the inside scoop on what their process is and what kinds of things they're really going after, then it makes so much more
sense.
It's
really interesting.
And you can really, it really does communicate to you on a level where it's like, okay, I'm still not sure if I like it or not. You know, I mean, because every artwork is like that. We have a sort of a visceral emotional response to it, at least good stuff, you know, or stuff that, you know, gets in your face at least a little bit. And artists are okay with that. You know, I mean, most of them will be like, well, what don't you like about it? You know, it's like, it's just kind of unsettling to me. And then an artist may say, well, it's supposed to be.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to make people, because this is an unsettling thing. You know, don't confuse me with the facts.
Yep.
You know, so that's fascinating. And then you have stuff that will happen after that, too, obviously, because you go until May, right? There'll be one more show.
There's one more show. The final show of the year always is a school show.
Okay.
So the kids can feature what they've been working on all year. So the final one is a middle school, high school, and advanced placement high school show. So that'll run the month of May pretty much until school's out.
Okay. So then other things, so that's Thursday.
So that's
big
Thursday.
Art
and Thursday also kicks off a brand new fiber arts trail running through Lodi, Prairie du Sac, Baraboo, and Portage. It's
fiber
the first year.
Fiber arts trail.
Fiber arts trail, right? Yeah.
So like there's strings that you have to follow all through?
Oh, that's what we should have done. That's next year. Okay. Next year. Well, that would be really cool. So it's featuring
good luck getting that across Highway 60.
Right. So it's featuring fiber artists. So if you're not familiar with what that is, it's, you know, that is, it's really open, but you know, quilting or crocheting, knitting, paper artists are a fiber artist.
Sure.
Bead work, there's a basket maker that's a part of the trail. I mean, there's just
it is
so
it's
quite a variety,
like the fall
but
art tour in
it's,
a way.
It is a really similar format to the fall art tour where people can stop at studios. River Arts on Water, our downtown gallery, is a stop. But some of the places are home studios, just like the fall art tour. There are 18 locations actually.
Really? Wow, that's
so quite a few. Our website has information about it, but there is a main website. It's Midwest Fiber Arts Trails.
Midwest Fiber Arts Trails. Okay, I'm writing that down because my wife's going to want to know about this.
But Midwest you can Fiber also, Arts if you Trails. If you live nearby, we have class flyers. But you can go to MidwestFiberArtsTrails.org or our website RiverArtsInc.org has information about
is there
the trail
a map
too.
Then too that like they have for fall there, art detour?
There's a new map. It just came out. I'm going to get it up on our website today.
Okay.
But otherwise, there's just a class flyer. So besides, so what's kind of different than the Fall Art Tour is besides the free studio visits, and it's a come and go at your own pace kind of thing. So you have a list of what the stops are, and you can choose to do them all or pick the ones you want to do.
Okay.
There are a ton of workshops, all with like fiber themes. So at our location, we have three workshops alone over the next 3 days. But some other sites have, I mean, there's a ton of classes too.
Cool.
So just at our site alone, on Friday, we have a Kool-Aid dyeing fabrics class.
Kool-Aid dyeing.
Kool-Aid dyeing.
I've never heard of Kool-Aid dyeing.
Well,
so this is like tie dyeing kind of, but you use Kool-Aid as the pigment?
Yeah,
is that
kind of. What's really nice, so it's very washable.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's not permanent. It's not going to stain you.
Okay.
It's permanent, but it is on the fabric.
Okay.
Let me just read the description because it's really cool. I'm excited to see it do it.
You're probably going to Kool-Aid dye your hair, aren't
you? I might.
Yeah,
I might.
I can see that.
With a microwave or a pot of boiling water, you can transform yarn, fabric, or scarves. Wool and silk take on a brilliant permanent color through a process that's simple, safe, and inexpensive. So that class is only $25, and you get all the materials you need to do this for the first time, and then it's something you can continue to do for, I mean, what's like cool? How much does Kool-Aid cost?
Exactly.
A dollar or less? I don't even know anymore.
It's like pennies per.
Right.
I think you can get three packets for a buck or
so
something.
So it's a really cool, creative way to spruce up your.
And do you bring your own Kool-Aid?
For this, you don't have to bring anything.
Okay.
Like for the class, everything is provided. So you just
shirt,
need to
whatever
come.
You're going to bring, whatever you're going to dye to, they'll have all those stuff.
They're going to have stuff, everything.
Wow.
It's a deal. It's a steal of a deal.
And it's still open. So
there's still room in that class. So that's Friday at 1. It's an hour and a half class. So from 1 to 2:30. You can sign up for that on our website again, or you can call us 643-5215. That's 643-5215. I go into my radio mode.
For those of you that have not been listening, that number again is 643-5215.
So that's the first class we have on Friday. The whole trail, I should say, too, is Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 5 are the open studio hours.
Okay.
So the gallery as well, we're open from 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday regularly. So this is Thursday through Saturday for just the trail for all of the other studios.
Yeah, that was something you standardized, too. I remember there used to be different hours for the different days, and now it's always 10 to 5.
It's always 10 to 5. Yeah, my brain's too scattered to two different times.
Boy,
I needed consistency.
Too. Mine, too.
And as far as Prairie du Sac goes, Dee Marie Knit and Fiber, I love Dana and the work that she's doing there down by the Eagle Condos in Prairie du Sac. She's a stop on the trail, and so is the Tripp Heritage Museum.
Okay.
And Tripp has a really cool exhibit up, and they have a lot of free, like, you can just pop in. There are demos all day there.
Okay.
So, and then Dana also has classes. So it's worth checking out. I mean, we'd literally be here all day if I had told you about everything. You need to check out the website and see what these classes are, because...
And it's going through Lodi, and where else did you say?
Lodi, here, Prairie du Sac, Baraboo, and Portage.
Okay. Wow, so it's a nice little circuit, too.
It is.
Almost like the circular frame.
Oh, it is. It all ties together.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And
deep, very deep. So...
On Saturday, we have two other classes. So in the morning from 8 to 12, we have Lisa Binkley coming with a bead and button embellishment class.
Bead and button embellishment. That's almost alliteration. Bead and button embellishment.
Oh, I'll tell her that. Yes, but we have a new
It's a silent
title
M.
For you.
So
in that half-day class, students learn a dozen different ways to embellish quilts, garments, and other fiber art using simple buttons and beads together.
Okay.
So that's a four-hour class. There's still room in that class, too,
okay.
8 to 12. That cost is $85. It includes a $35 kit fee in there. So that's tons of fabric and beads and buttons. And so, again,
stuff.
You just need you to be there. You don't need to bring anything. It's all this. Everything is provided for you. And Lisa teaches all over and has been... Her artwork has been in magazines and TV. And so she, besides... The class being awesome is a fantastic teacher that you want to take
so
a class from her.
So you're going to get your $85 worth and then
My gosh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a 4-hour class too. So
it's
great. And so there's still space in that class. And then in the afternoon on Saturday, we have Making Felted Brooches with Bryony Foy. And that's from 1 to 5. Another 4-hour class.
Felted Brooches.
Felted Brooches. Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about that, Raul.
Because I'm wondering what felted brooches would
with
be all
scraps
about.
And affordable materials, we'll create colorful one-of-a-kind brooches and embellishments in 2 and 3 dimensions.
Mm.
With wet felting and needle felting techniques, we can incorporate almost any material. Oh, and Bryony goes as far as to say, you can't go wrong and are guaranteed... Happy results.
Guaranteed.
She guarantees
it. Satisfaction, happy, guaranteed.
And I believe it. I believe she guarantees it. So there's room in that class as well. So all the classes are definitely running. And
what's the cost on that one?
That one is only $45. Okay. Again, includes you don't need to bring anything. You just need to bring yourself. So it is helpful if you pre-register. And pre-registering is simple as going to our website or calling us at 643-5215.
That number again is?
643-5215.
We should go on radio and do that.
We should. We really should.
Wait a minute. We are on radio.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Check that off
the list. Keep forgetting that. Jeff Smith, if you're up there listening, could you call me and remind me of that daily on Wednesdays that you're on the radio, Raul? Just remember that. So,